board want to break?
As I said earlier, Mr. Chairman, I encouraged a couple of folks to defer their public forum comments to the ag discussion because I thought we'd easily get there before noon. So, and we, for item 23, if we can skip to that, as I mentioned earlier,
okay.
Defer 21, 22.
Okay.
Right. So, even though you may be interested in breaking for lunch, since I did make a pseudo promise to a couple of people, I would like at least to give them an opportunity to go ahead and address the board because they may need to leave. So Bill Coy was one of them.
Okay.
We do have a staff presentation regarding 23, but I want to give Bill the opportunity since I led him astray timing-wise.
Can I go ahead?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
And I talked to Kevin Merrill, too. I don't know if you're in the same boat timing-wise.
I do have a timing problem. Thank you, Director.
Okay.
Sure.
And this is for item 23?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, thank you very much, Roger Briggs. You always were a friend. Seriously, 20, 30 years ago, we worked together on the Los Osos Sewer. I was a county supervisor for two terms.
And we were very effective.
And thank you very much. I wasn't very effective. They voted me out because I voted for the sewer, you know. Anyhow, I'm a farmer now, and my name is Bill Coy. I am a avocado and citrus farmer in Cayucas. I'm also a past member of the Avocado Commission. I know every avocado farm and every citrus ranch in this region. And if you have any questions about that, I'd be glad to. So I'm very familiar with what they're doing. They're a lot like me. So I'm talking to you in advance of your staff report. I realize we're not going to get a lot of details because you haven't gone forward with your final. The reason I'm here is because I want to influence that final thought. I really think that the quarterly groundwater testing in my area is unnecessary and total and overkill. Our water quality is the same as it was 30 years ago, and I can prove it. It's excellent water quality. Perhaps if you need to do testing in our area, test us one time, take a look at the results, and then go forward. And I would suggest you won't do it for another 5 years after you look at the water samples. But look at my tests 30 years ago, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Quarterly testing doesn't make any sense to me at all. It's very expensive, too. It would cost me about $10,000 a year from what I can figure. Creek buffer zones, this is the second item, creek buffer zones in my area. This seems pointless. We planted 40 acres in 1979 and of avocados and oranges. And,
Mr. Chairman?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. I'm going to be the bad person here. So does this, Matt, your comment, do the comments relate to the ag waiver?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So this is kind of a tricky issue. I know that, you know, we have ag issues agendized. However, to the extent that, you know, speakers discuss matters that are outside of what's agendized, there's some limitations on what can be discussed because it is a pending adjudicatory matter for which ex parte rules apply. So this means that the board can only have communications on matters that's been agendized and that where there's been opportunity for all to participate and, you know, comment as necessary. So, you know, to the extent that your comments don't relate to the things that are specifically on this agenda, I would suggest that perhaps you could work out those issues with the executive officer.
Well, I sure don't understand that.
Okay. Basically, Mr. Coy, if you take a look at agenda item 12,
yes,
which had a component in it dealing with ag, but it was limited.
That was basically implementation of the existing ag order.
Of the existing ag order. And you look at agenda item 23 on pages 6, 7,
right, that's what
eight,
I thought I was
nine.
Talking about.
Okay, 10, 11, 12.
That does address the buffer zones,
yeah,
for example.
Yeah, so buffer zones are.
And so why isn't this relevant?
Well, because we're not. It's an area where you can cross over into things that are not part of this list. The buffer zone thing, I think, is okay.
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 Okay. Well,
but
what are we
doing? We're not dealing with the ag waiver itself at this point.
I understand.
Proposed one.
I understand that. I thought this would be the perfect place to talk about it.
So I mean, how about you finish your thoughts on the buffer
zone? Okay, well, on
zones.
The buffer zone, my trees are planted right into the buffer zone.
Okay.
They are along 2 miles of Cottontail Creek. They are the buffer zone. They keep the creek. You've got 30-foot tall trees. It's a beautiful environment for all of God's creatures. You should see it. It's just absolutely wonderful. If I was required to take out, say, those trees in that buffer zone, that'd be 5 acres of trees out of there.
Okay, you know? And Mr. Coy, you probably weren't with us at the workshop we had in Watsonville.
Yes, not in Watsonville, no.
Yeah, and that question was asked of staff, and they said, no, we're not thinking of requiring anybody to pull up their vegetation like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was an avocado grower from Carpinteria.
Bless their hearts for saying that. I've really been worried about it.
Yeah, I think you're fine with that.
Okay.
But you're going to need to look at the proposed order.
Yes, I am.
When it's issued, and, you know, that's your hot topic, so you need to make
sure.
Well,
that's one of the hot topics.
Okay. All right.
Now, the irrigation timing, should I even talk about issues like that?
Irrigation timing, no.
Well,
only the things that have been noticed for us to discuss, like issues with Department of Pesticide Regulation.
Okay.
That's in here, Fish and Game, and, you know, they're permitting for clearing streams.
Okay.
That's in here.
Okay.
The database issues that we have with Ag and Preservation, Inc., that's in here to talk about. But irrigation timing, that's outside.
Okay, well, I'll send that to you in a separate letter.
You can, that's what you should do.
Okay.
And you can communicate with Mr. Briggs about it.
I will. I will. Yeah. I appreciate the time you've offered me so far, and I guess you heard me. And I just one last thing. On the waiver, I really wish that you would concentrate on the real problem areas and not areas like ours.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank
you very much.
I get the last comment here.
Okay.
On that. The board will do that.
Okay.
And with everyone's help, when this issue comes before us.
Okay.
And everyone is going to want to persuade us to do one thing or another.
No, but I appreciate your attitude.
Okay.
I thank you very much.
All right.
Mr.
Thank
Chairman?
You. Yes.
I have a question quickly.
Okay.
Because there was some confusion when we asked about when we could speak about the waiver and what we're going to talk on between talking with Mr. Kolb and then we talked to Roger about it.
Right.
I'm happy to come back after lunch and speak to it, but I want to talk about the current process that we're having to do that. And I'm not sure I'm able to do that if we go into 23. Am I able to talk about the current process being between agriculture and the staff on item 23, or should I have done it during open comp?
If the process is non-controversial, in other words, people don't have issues with what you're going to say with respect to process, then it can be discussed. But if it's a controversial issue, then it cannot be discussed.
It's purely informational.
Should that have been part of public forum then? Because it's not what we have on the agenda as far as the issues.
It's kind of hard to say because I'm not sure what you're going to discuss.
Well, Mr. Chair, I would like to hear what he has to say on that item for sure. So wherever we can put it in, I'd like to hear.
Well, we'd have to do it now as just part of some additional time on public comment.
I don't want to get into a bind legally
ahead
with doing it. So
okay, you have informational stuff
for
the board on ag waiver process.
Exactly. As we went through our workshops, and we thank you for that opportunity to work with the board and the staff to do that, I wanted to give you an update on where we are working with staff on working out those issues on the waiver.
Okay.
As you recall, we were going to work together with staff to work on the problems, kind of roll your shirt sleeves up, if you will, sit down at the table and get those done. Well, our first meeting happened with staff on August 16th since July, and it was kind of a back-and-forth meeting of what was going to be in the waiver, those five areas that we talked about. There was no discussion about you know, what we would do as far as monitoring or sampling or anything like that. We have not had the opportunity to do that yet. What happened was we were told by the staff that we have until September 8th to provide the staff with comments for the draft that's going to be released in February. That's a really short timeline for us to get anything done. We appreciate staff's efforts so far They have contacted many of us in agriculture and said, what can you give us as input regarding the waiver? But we haven't had a chance to sit down with them and have a back-and-forth conversation that what we envisioned happening, and I think the board envisioned happening with staff. So I just want to make you aware that that has not happened, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen, because I think staff feels that they're under the gun to get their draft done, and they have certain processes they have to go through with staff to do that. And so it limits our ability to add to that draft. We can't get our comments in and work with them by September 8th, obviously, if today's the 2nd. So I think we tried, and I think it goes back to the communication issue. I think staff is trying to get their work done as directed from the board, and you can't get these two things together. So you're going to end up with a draft at the end that we have not had any input on, and we're going to be back to where we were before with a that we're going to be commenting on the draft, and maybe you're going to say, well, you guys go back and figure it out. I guess what I'm asking is there some more time that we can give staff to do that? I know you want to get it done in February, but I know we all want to get it done right. I know that the state board people have offered to help facilitate those conversations with the use of a facilitator, and we would be happy to do that. I know staff's concerns are, is ag going to come to the table with anything that is accountable? And I'm going to say, yes, we are. We're working hard on that. I was on a conference calls all day yesterday with members of the agricultural community. We meet every week on the phone. We just don't have time to get anything in by the 8th of September. So I'm just pointing that out, that that's what's going on. I'm not throwing stones or, right, or anything at anybody. That's what's happening.
Well, and I want to acknowledge, I think it was Mr. Shallcross that had said at the workshop that kind of encouraging staff to get together with the ag community to try to get as much of this worked out as possible. So, but let me just address something with staff. The September 8th is not any kind of cutoff for people to submit comments on the staff report, which hasn't even been issued yet.
Right.
So what do you know about what the September 8th deadline is?
Angela can answer that one, but as an overview, and then, by the way, Kevin, you said for issuing the staff report in February, I think you misspoke. You meant November.
Well, I think you guys want it done in February.
Well, done.
To accomplish that, you need it in November, as I understand it.
Right, yeah, the draft staff report is November, so, and that's what you were referring to. And that'll be the first formal draft that's available. What we had before this last February was a preliminary draft to encourage folks to provide comments and react, and everyone's had all that time since then and for the year before that to do that. So that's been however many months that's been. It's been available to provide whatever input you have. Now, come November, that will be the formal draft, and that will start a formal comment period.
And we understand that, but I think our vision of it was to be able to provide input before that first draft comes in, because it's difficult to get anything put in there.
That's what we've been asking for.
And so I think in there, you know, they've done the best they can. Mm-hmm. They're up against a time limit, and they said, you know, we can't incorporate any of your comments into the November draft until you get it to us by September 8th.
Right.
So I think we're going to get to November, and we're going to say we're back at the same place again, and we need to rework the waiver.
There's been no limitation. There's been no limitation on any time that you could submit comments, basically, up until now, starting from pushing 2 years ago. So, and you provided your ag alternative. Those were your recommendations for what should be included. So we've had all this time, and no one has said, do not submit a letter. Do not provide your comments.
No, I understand it, but I think what we're trying to do is work with them on it. Mm-hmm. We can sit down and work these issues out. When we get to November, I think we've lost that opportunity, that a comment is different than sitting at the table and working out things of, like, what makes sense in timelines and milestones and accountability. That is hard to do in a comment letter to get into a draft. I think we have an opportunity to get that done and come out with a waiver that will work for everybody, but I don't see that happening given the shortened time period that we have.
Well, we put timelines, since we weren't getting any timeline recommendations in the previous year, we put draft ideas of timelines in the February draft, and you've had opportunities since then to say whether those are reasonable, unreasonable, what a good substitution timelines would be ever since then.
Okay,
Angela, maybe you could address the September 8th issue?
Well, as we discussed at both the May and July workshops, staff plans to release a revised version of the draft order in November, and that is in anticipation of bringing a new order to the board prior to the existing one expiring. The draft that you will see in November, in order to incorporate any comments, we would have to receive them sometime by early September. And that's to inform the draft order. Even after that draft order is released, there is still opportunity for public comment. So that doesn't preclude the submittal of any information. As we've already discussed, the board has received lots of comments. We have three alternatives. We have more than 1,200 comments received so far. And we are evaluating all the comments that we've received written at the workshops, through the alternatives, at the most recent stakeholder meetings, and even through individual conversations into the next version of the draft order. Where there has been some lack of information or input from some stakeholders is on what you just described, Roger. So timeframes, targets, milestones, and verification monitoring, things like that. We went to those stakeholder meetings hoping to be able to discuss those issues. We were not able to discuss those issues. Stakeholders at that time were not prepared to discuss the details of some of that. And so it's hard to move forward in discussions to get that specific input. So lacking that input, we are continuing to move forward. There will still be opportunities post the November release to submit comments.
Well, Roger, does the State Board have some money that can be used for a facilitator?
According to Executive Director, even though the staff, ASAF person from the State Board, apparently suggested that idea, it's not supported by the State Board. So the answer is no.
Okay. I think it would be helpful if staff did sit down to go over some of these issues, you know, the most important ones. I mean, the range of issues is pretty broad. There's a lot that could be done, but I think in terms of trying to get the most important things out and discussed with some kind of a third party, like a mediator or facilitator, to try to get everything pulled out and addressed. Mr. Shawcross is shaking his head. Like,
well, it's been 2 years. Everyone's had plenty. It's like the guy's coming in. I mean, and I respect this guy a lot, but the guy's coming in at the last minute and saying, "Oh, let's have a new process. Let's get a facilitator. Let's give us some more time." I mean, we've been through this so many times in this issue. It's like, let's just go ahead. They have their alternative in. They've had, 1,200 comments. I mean, at some point we have to say, okay, now we're going to do a draft. September 8th is the deadline to get comments that will be included in the draft. And guess what? You don't get it in by September 8th. It doesn't include it in the draft. Now we do the draft. Now you get more time to comment. And the board's always changing. It's a draft. And especially on issues that you were talking about. Those are the kinds of issues that this board will really go out all out to work with both sides on. So I just think it's a big waste of time and money at this point.
Okay.
And if I could add to what you said, Mr. Shawcross, I want to remind the board that all of last calendar year, 2009, we even before the calendar year, we started with the Ag Advisory Panel, we started on a process of sitting down together and doing just what Kevin Merrill seems to be referring to now. We had a game plan going into that, which said if we're not making good progress on that, we would bring in a facilitator. It wasn't going well enough. Early on, we brought in a facilitator from the State Board. That facilitator worked with the group through most of the rest of that year until that process fell apart due to lack of progress. As acknowledged by the parties that participated in the process, and some of those folks, including ag folks, said, give us a draft so we have something we can comment on. And that's what we did in February. Now, since February, all that time has been available to provide comments and sit down with us. We will talk later when Angela gives her presentation. I think you have a slide that summarizes all the sessions we've had with various agricultural groups. So we'll provide that for you. We haven't just said send us letters. We've been trying, as Angela just referred to, trying to talk with folks and say, well, okay, we put something on the table. What do you have that's better? What improvements would you make on that?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out that the majority of stakeholders are not here. Water purveyors are not here. Municipalities are not here. The people who are affected by the groundwater pollution are not here. The environmental groups are not here. So changing what you have directed us to do at the last meeting, you directed us to bring an order to the board in February. So that's what we've been doing. For you to change that now without any of those other stakeholders being here who were supportive of the board doing that, it doesn't seem appropriate.
Well, I don't think we can change that now. That's not really before us. I think what we're maybe considering is trying to complete our different ideas on public participation in this. I think that's all that we're really dealing with. I mean, February and March, to me, those deadlines are there, and they're not going to be moved at this point. But I would like to see some effort for these groups to meet with staff.
Okay.
Here.
And I'd like to emphasize that the effort that staff has put out to meet with all of the stakeholders is extraordinary. It is beyond anything we've ever done before. And we can display it.
Mr.
Thomas, here, if you'd like to see it.
We do get some feedback that the communication between staff and the public is not real smooth. And there's some bumps in it. And so
it depends
we're not
on
there.
Which, it depends on which members of the public you're talking to, which stakeholders you're talking to.
I understand. And none of us on the board are there when any of this happens. We don't know. You know, we've got our staff telling us one thing, and we have members of the public saying something else. And I just want to make a little more effort to try to set some opportunity to get some of this out on the table with someone that can help.
Chairman Young, if I could interrupt you, what I think is important to recognize is that putting more time into the stakeholder process, especially a facilitated one, will result in a delay. We cannot accommodate that within the current schedule.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to hear from Dr. Hunter and Mr. Hodgen if they want to throw their two cents in.
I would. Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Hunter?
Well, I'll be brief. I agree with Mr. Shellcrust. I think the calendar that we set up and the opportunities we've had to work with the facilitator, if we don't have the facilitator support at this point, and I understand from Mr. Briggs we do not, I don't see how a meeting without a third party would be productive. I just don't. I think the process for review is, as Mr. Shellcrust described, the issues that you're concerned about are issues that we're concerned about. We're going to look at them very carefully, and there will be a full discussion. And the idea that having another meeting without a facilitator would lead to some good outcomes, I just don't see how that could work. So I wouldn't support it. And with Angela's information that we would then be looking at delays, I just think that we've explored as much as we can that stakeholder process, I believe. So that's where I sit.
Okay. Any thoughts, Mr. Hodgen?
I don't want to repeat what others have already been saying, but I think one comment that I've heard from repeatedly is that there is appearance that staff has decided what they want to do and that they're not really listening to this to the stakeholders when they come to these meetings. That's probably an easy thing to say, but I want to be sure the staff is sensitive to that comment and that's a perception that people from the outside have. We want to make sure that we really are taking seriously the comments that we're getting from the public, and that we are making the resulting regulations feasible for those who are actually going to have to pay the cost, and who are going to have to do these monitorings and so forth. I think that's about the only thing I can add.
What about any kind of facilitated, like not like a mediation, but any additional effort that would not delay these dates, but to try to get staff and some of these groups to sit down? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that we should delay at all.
Right, right. And I'm not
generally, I'm anxious for us to get the regulation in place and then be able to find out what's wrong with it by actually through implementation and responding to what we discover works and what does not work.
Okay. All right. Mr. Jeffers.
Well, I have a little different take on this because, number one, I think I challenged Mr. Merrill back at a workshop here in San Luis Obispo to get back to the table and to roll up his sleeves and see if he couldn't work with the staff. And I think that's what he's attempting to do. But, you know, we have our staff collectively is right here. They have hundreds of farmers in this region. And for them to reach out and get all the information, I know this is to your process and so forth, and I agree that we need to move forward and we need to get this order in. But I think what Mr. Merrill is trying to tell us, that if they can continue to work with the staff, they can hammer out a lot of these major issues that have been hanging over the situation. Now, it's obvious to me by their discussion and information they provided to us at this workshop in San Luis Obispo, there were some issues with the staff that evidently communications was not going smoothly. And I think we had a state board representative there that volunteered at that particular time to facilitate or help mediate the issues if it was necessary or if we wanted them to participate. And I think what Mr. Merrill is trying to tell us is that the process is moving, but it's moving slowly. And as they hear information from us at this board level and staff over this past two workshops and over the last several months, that they're trying to adjust. This is my what I'm taking. They're trying to adjust to those comments of their presentation and their input to the ag waiver. And if I remember correctly, in Watsonville, the staff recommended that they have 18 months to take a look at this. And the board, and I approved that motion, but I was voted down to cut it back to February. And I, you know, I like goals, I like deadlines, because then you know how to act and know how to respond. But when this is such a large issue, such a sensitive issue for our region, and it affects so many people, by God, we got to take the time to hear these people and hear what they have to say, because this is their livelihood. And for us to take an order, and not that our staff is not trying to do the right thing, and I'm not criticizing them, but I think there has to be a meeting of the minds, and we did this before when we did the first ag waivers. It was hard, but it came together. Even the environmental groups worked together on this whole issue, and it was resolved. I don't know if that's going to happen this time. It may come that we have to make the final decision. We make the final determination. If so be it, I'm ready to do it. But I think we have to give everybody the opportunity to have that chance.
Okay. Well,
that's my dollar.
There's nothing before us.
No, I know. This is just information only for you. I want you guys to understand that we came ready and prepared to meet with staff to get some things done.
Right.
And while they have called people and talked to them on the phone, we have not sat down and talked about anything of any substance. And you may say you've had 2 years to get that done, but we were under the impression that we were going to sit down with staff and do that. Now, there's scheduling conflicts, staff's busy, there's lots, and we're busy. We came upon the date of August 16th for the first meeting to sit down with them. And at that meeting, they're told you have to get your stuff in by the 8th. That's what we've done so far. So I just want you to understand, when we get to the finish line, and we're standing up here saying to you, we did not have any input on this, and you're going to say, well, I thought we directed you people to work together. You know right now what happened. We can, and we will continue to work on agriculture. We have to make this work. It's in all, you know, it's in our best interest to have clean water, actually, and you know that. And we have done that through the first waiver. And we are willing, and we're doing the very best we can. As you pointed out, it's a huge area, from Carpinteria all the way to San Mateo. To get a group of agriculturists together to agree on anything is a monumental task. At least you guys are in one room here, one building, and can meet with each other every day. So we have some challenges, no doubt about it, and we know that there are people are ready to the environmental community wants to get it done. We want to get it done, too. We want to move on. We want to get it done right. So this is just informational, and I thank you for your time.
And because I may not have an opportunity to say anything to you between now and when this comes up again, you know, the members of the public, the regulated community with this issue, need to really lay out their concerns in writing and get to the point. You know, I mean, there's a lot of material that we've read which is not here, not there. It misses the point. It doesn't really address what do you want us to do specifically. So you've got a target, which is that draft order, and you guys could be putting together specific, very specific recommendations on changing language. That would be helpful to us. Because I'm afraid, in the end, it's really going to come down to the board doing what Mr. Jeffries is anticipating, and that is we're going to weigh in on all the stuff that where there seems to be no agreement, no resolution, and we'll decide what's going to happen.
No, I agree with you. I think so. What's happening is you've got staff going down one track, you've got ag going down another, and if we get together in November and we have two drafts, then we will. But I think that's what we're going to end up with, apparently. So, as long as you know that, I want to be clear.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll break. All right, Mr. Briggs, unless there's someone else.
I guess we should probably ask if there's someone else in the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Joy Fitzhugh.
Excuse me. Yes, I did put down 20 and 23 because I didn't know which one I belonged in for the ag waiver, and I was advised to talk on 23. And
okay.
I have a meeting this afternoon.
Okay, go right ahead.
I want to tag on to what Kevin said, and I want to make a suggestion. We realize the sentiment is not to go beyond having a draft out in November, but what I think we really would like, and I appreciate the two meetings that we have had with Howard Kolb where we talked about issues, what would be really good is to have a meeting that you roll up your sleeves and you talk about a point, be it monitoring. All day, nothing but that. This is what happened with the first one. We took an issue, be it the buffers. Roll up your sleeves. Both sides are there, the staff and ag. Here's why yours won't work. Well, here's why yours won't work. And then you finally start moving toward this center point where you can deal with it. And I think there's really probably about five issues that if we could sit down in one issue at a time as opposed to the whole spectrum. And I really appreciate what staff has really tried to do at this point. Obviously, I don't agree with where things are, but if we could take this and roll up our sleeves, head to head, one on one, and sit down and say, okay, here's where we are, here's where you are, let's see how we work our way through this, one issue at a time.
And you're thinking about a workshop on each of these four or five major points?
If that's what it takes, I realize that is, and it does, obviously it's not going to happen before September 8th.
It's not. And I'm afraid, from what we've heard, there just isn't the kind of time left to have more workshops.
And then we go, well, I don't necessarily mean a region-wide workshop in a formal sense.
Right, but the problem, Joy, is that this, you know, when we notice something like this, you're noticing a board meeting.
This isn't a board
meeting.
She's
sorry, staff.
No, yeah. This would be working
staff.
With staff.
Okay.
Sorry, I wasn't
That's
being
why
clear.
I use the word workshop.
Oh, no, not a form. Working with staff, much like we did, our San Luis group did with Howard not 2 weeks ago? But we were more general, and we didn't stick to a issue because it was more of a broad thing. But I think we need representation to talk with one issue, see if we can resolve at least one issue. So by the time we get to November, all bets are off.
Well, you'll have to discuss that with staff. And Mr. Briggs, start with Mr. Briggs, and then try to set up whatever they can set up in their schedule. Well, we encourage that.
Okay.
The board encourages the contact. We hope it takes place.
I do too. Thank you.
If it doesn't, then we'll deal with whatever we have left at the hearing on the proposed order.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Mr. Schimmick, and so, then we're going to break for lunch.
Yeah, I appreciate that you need to take a break. But I mean, you know, what you've done is you've opened the Pandora's box of this process issue. Will we have the opportunity to comment that on that item 23 after lunch?
Yeah, we haven't hit 23 yet.
Well, but I mean, yes. this was kind of it, right? I mean, it was kind
no,
of
no,
public.
No. You'll have time.
Okay, got it. Thank
after
you.
Lunch.
That's all I need.
These are folks that had to leave before lunch, and it just kind of spiraled.
Doesn't it depend on what the subject? It depends on the subject. What is it you want to talk about? You mentioned the process. If
right.
you're going to talk about the process, I'm not sure you can talk about the process after lunch.
This well, that's what these forum. People have been talking about.
I know. Yeah. So you'd have to do it now in public forum, not after lunch on the
And so that report. That's my whole point. Okay. I was told to talk about it under item 23, and now you're talking about it now, so I don't know what to do. I'm
hold,
happy to
you
talk
can hold
about
public forum open until the afternoon.
Forum open till after lunch?
That's fine.
Yeah, we do that.
After lunch.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we will do that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so we will come back.
So
how about 45? Do we have closed session?
Yeah, short one. So maybe 1:30 is a little less than an hour.
Okay.
Because these folks have to have some time to get some food.
Okay.
All right.